Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. Thanks for tuning back in and checking out our future episodes here. Hopefully you've enjoyed our first few episodes where you got the opportunity to hear from the mayor and several of our council members and one of our potential future candidates for mayor, Michelle Romero. And we encourage you to at least get out and vote this year. And as we have a mayor and a city council seat that is open this year. So we encourage you to get out and vote. Hopefully you enjoyed those interviews and hearing from each of them and hearing their take on redevelopment. Hopefully you had a chance to go and check out our waterstreet.com website to see what's happening down here on Water Street. You know, there's a lot going on and we'd love to, you know, hopefully you found some good information, helpful stuff about events and activities going on here in the area and some of the restaurants and businesses to come down and visit. Also, we just want to encourage if you have any feedback for us from about our website, about the waterstreet.com website, we'd love to hear from you and let us know what we can do to improve that and help get you better information of what's going on. Speaking of what's going on in redevelopment, you know, we have a lot of going on in each of our redevelopment areas. You know, here on Water Street, we have new development going on, new restaurants coming up. We see the Watermark, which is one of our large mixed-use projects that is rising up out of the ground. So if you haven't been down on Water Street, I encourage you to come on down to check it out. Visit many of our, you know, one of our many restaurants or event locations. Check out some of our urban lounges or just some of our nightly activities. You know, so many of our establishments have nightly music or bands going on. And so we invite you to come on and check it out, especially this week going on. A couple of events that's happening this week on May the 4th, if you're into Star Wars, May the 4th be with you is our Star Wars Day. We're here on the Events Plaza in downtown Henderson. They're going to be showing Star Wars movies all day. We invite you to come down and participate and hang out and watch a movie or two. Also this weekend, May 4th through the 8th, is our annual Art Fest on Water Street. So Water Street will be closed to vehicular traffic, but will be open to pedestrians to walk and cruise through all different art exhibits and artists who will be set up on Water Street and in the plaza. And so we invite you to come down over this next week to check out many events going on. Also encourage you, if you're looking for things to do, to check cityofhenderson.com for many more upcoming events and activities that are happening on Water Street. There's a lot going on down here. Also in some of our other redevelopment areas in Eastside, you know, Cadence, the master plan communities, continues to grow. And we have a lot of new homes and development going on out there, along with Union Village, where the Henderson Hospital is. You know, around that area, we have a lot of new development, new growth. Back over in the Cadence area, if you haven't had a chance, there's a new Smith's Marketplace that just opened up there in that community. I invite you to go check that out. And so we have a lot going on here in redevelopment, in our redevelopment areas. And so we're excited to be able to share those things with you. And if you have any questions or need information about any of those developments, please give us a call or reach out to us, and we'll be sure to give you as much information as we can. Also just came out, if you haven't seen it, as a business owner or if you're just interested, the Water Street, we do have a Water Street District Business Association. They put out a newsletter, News on Water, and it just came out yesterday. So I encourage you to go check that out. And if you're interested in seeing that newsletter, please, you know, reach out to us. You can, again, my email is Derek, D-E-R-E-K dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at cityofhenderson.com. We can be sure to get you a copy of that newsletter or even subscribe you so that you can get access to that newsletter on a monthly basis when it comes out. Reach out. Let us know. Also coming up, just to kind of heads up on the redevelopment website, so the cityofhenderson.com redevelopment website, we are in the process of updating that site to provide more information and better information that is better organized and more useful tools to help our businesses and developers who may be looking to move into the area have the resources you need to be able to know what you're getting, what advantages are there to you to move into a redevelopment area. And so we are here to help you. If you need any assistance working with the city and getting through, permitting or business licensing, anything like that, please give us a call. We're more than happy to help you walk you through that process and help you get through the steps so you can get your business open or get your development off the ground. And so that's what we're here for, is to help remove those barriers for you guys to move ahead and move in to help our areas grow. And so we're excited to have you down here with us today. As I mentioned in previous episodes, many of our future episodes are going to be meeting with business owners, the business community, those who are out there helping to build businesses and grow small business, large businesses. We want to connect you to these resources and to these individuals and these business owners who are out there to help and help us as a business community all grow together. And so today we had the opportunity to go and interview and meet with IT solutions company called Red Panda Systems. Red Panda Systems, they offer managed IT services, cybersecurity, cloud backup, and fiber internet services here in the Las Vegas area. They do provide IT equipment installation services, and they help you find resellers with equipment that you may need as a business for your computer, and your internet needs. So it was a great interview. We met with David Schultes and was able to sit down with him for a few minutes and get a little bit more about what their business is and how they potentially could help you as a small business or a large business secure your internet process. As we move into this new digital age of online sales and managed computer systems, there's a much greater need to secure our systems, secure those systems, and make sure that your customers' information is secure and not getting out there to the bad guys. And so we were grateful for the opportunity that David gave us to meet with him and sit back, relax for a few minutes, and hear from David. I want to welcome everyone to our podcast. It's called Redevelop That, moniker for our podcast, and hoping to get the message out about redevelopment in the city of Henderson. So we're here today with Dave Schultes of Red Panda Solutions. Welcome, Dave. Thanks for coming on. And
thanks for having me.
Being here. So maybe just to kind of start off right off the bat, what is your company? What do you do? What is it that Red Panda Systems provides?
Sure. So Red Panda Systems is a full-service IT support and cybersecurity company. We're here to help people become more efficient operationally, financially, and be a more secure workplace. And by secure, I mean data, people, information, anything you can think of, we believe should and could be protected. Yeah. And we can show you how.
That's great, especially in today's environment where everything's online and mm-hmm. seems like everything is available to you 24/7. Security is definitely a top priority for a lot of companies and a lot of businesses.
Yeah, it all comes down to the data.
Yeah, it's on the back end.
Yep.
So how long have you guys been in business then?
So we've been in business 9 years. We started out as a different name, my partner and I, and we came together about 5 years ago and created our own company, had a different name, and then 2 years ago we rebranded.
Okay.
So combined, we've been together 9 years.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So what markets are you in? Are you still specifically in Las Vegas, or have you expanded beyond this yet?
Yeah, so we are now in Arizona, Mexico, Washington. We consult some clients in California, and mainly Las Vegas, Henderson.
Okay, great. That's exciting to almost internationally now.
So yeah. Well, I speak Spanish.
Oh, do you? Okay.
And Portuguese.
So. That makes sense.
Yeah.
An easy transition. I was doing a little bit of research and looking at your company and what you do. And, it's interesting because back in my day when I was going to college, I actually worked as a network administrator, an assistant at the University of Utah. And so, back in those days, it was... Thankfully, the university took care of a lot of our security, and we focused just kind of on the individual computers and maybe, you know, keeping those secure. So, I mean, so in today's environment, you know, what is cybersecurity, and what, you know, if a business is looking for to understand, you know, what is cybersecurity or what you offer?
Right. So that's a loaded question. So like you said, you know, there still is the segmentation between network or data or application, or there's all those things. But within all those things, there's the big umbrella of cybersecurity, right? Cybersecurity is there to protect all those things. One thing that we do, we always say it, we do everything, mm-hmm. right? So we help with the segmentation, but we have a very strong knowledge base in all those areas because we believe you can't protect it if you don't know it.
Yeah.
Right. So if you don't know what you're protecting, it makes it really hard to protect. I jotted down real quick to the question of what is cybersecurity, and it's defined by the government agency CISA, right, the Cybersecurity Administration Infrastructure and Security Agency. It says cybersecurity is the art of protecting networks, devices, and data from unauthorized access or criminal use, and the practice of ensuring confidentiality, integrity, and availability of information. So those last parts, they call it the CIA. They call it a triad, right? Confidentiality, integrity, availability. It's kind of the pillar of everything. But the reason I highlighted that quote is I like that they use the word art. Mm-hmm. It sounds kind of silly, but in this world, in government agencies, right, you have standards, policies, procedures. You've got all these logical items, but it's the artwork that allows you to kind of paint the picture of how to protect all that. So it really is and has become an art on how to best protect the environment that you're serving. You have to know what you're protecting.
Well, I'm definitely, I keyed on that word also, art, in the sense that, you know, sometimes you gotta be creative and, you know, and being able to, you know, come up with new solutions and new security measures that maybe they haven't even thought about yet. And so, so that's interesting that they would use that word.
Yeah, and there's some, you know, to the word art, there's some artwork not only defining it, but remaining cost conscious, mm-hmm. right? You can blow through a budget, you can blow through money, and you may not get the best protection. So there is a fine balance there of spending what you should and protecting yourself.
Yeah, and I'm sure for a lot of businesses, that's super important, is that they don't have endless amounts of money. And
correct.
And so you gotta have that, you want some security, but not, you know, to the point of bankrupting your company.
Right.
So,
right. Like I have my children, I love them very much and I'm there to protect them, but I'm not gonna give them endless amounts of money.
Right. Even when they do whine and complain for it, I imagine. So yeah.
Right.
I understand that feeling too. So, I mean, okay, maybe on a more personal note here, so how did you get involved in this market?
So I worked here in town for a large casino company. And I just felt it was time to start my own thing because I saw a definite need or a niche in the market that needed to be filled with some speed, right? There's the large organizations and they move at a certain speed, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the speed that which I move, if I see an issue, I wanna solve it. I wanna protect people. And you see that a lot in cybersecurity. People are like, okay, well maybe in 6 months from now when we get, now, I'm the type that, well, if you know about it now, let's do it now. Let's protect it now. So about 9 years ago, mm-hmm. when we started the company, I really saw how fast cybersecurity is becoming a necessity, mm-hmm. right? It's not coincidence. It's only going to escalate and get faster. So I think we kind of started at the right time, and we're trying to match that same speed of the attacks and things that happen. We're trying to match that speed with the protection that we provide so we can keep up and keep people safe.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, especially here in Las Vegas, seems like in the past 10 years since kind of the recession and coming out of it, that's the amount of technology and the amount of infrastructure that has come into the valley is blown up, you know, significantly.
Right.
You have, you know, switch facilities.
Yeah, Rob Roy.
Google data centers and all sorts of new technologies that, you know, haven't necessarily been here before, but, you know, are starting to introduce themselves into our businesses and our
right.
business community. So that's that's definitely super important.
It's
to be on top of that.
It's interesting because Vegas and Henderson especially, the growth with, you know, the co-locations and the Google and all the data centers and all those things that are coming to Henderson, it's only going to increase. It's not going to die down. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more prevalent. It's part of our community. I like it because it helps diversify our market, mm-hmm. right? We're not so casino-centric. Right. We're trying to pull that away. Everybody keeps talking about that, and that's the direction we want to go. Henderson, Las Vegas, all of us want to go and diversify so we can be a strong market through thick and thin, regardless of recession or not.
Right. And definitely, yeah, those are industries that I know the city, we're definitely very interested in diversifying and having new businesses and new industries come in. You know, we have places like Haas Automation and,
right.
you know, dare I say, we've become a sports destination
yeah.
too, with all the new sports teams and facilities that have been developed and built out in our area. And so,
yeah, and luckily we already have some existing technology, mm-hmm. strong alliances with Cox Communications yeah. and those kind of partners.
Yeah, so how, so we have kind of a lot of new coming in, but how, you know, how have you guys been able to integrate with some of the existing businesses, like the Cox and the CenturyLinks and mm-hmm. some of those, and working with them?
Yeah, so we work hand in hand with Cox. We're actually a reseller for Cox. We do a lot of business with Cox and for Cox to help clients out. But again, it comes back to the passion that you have for what you do. You have to stay in the know. You have to keep up on the knowledge base. You have to keep up on the trends that are happening and just kind of go with those trends and do the research, but not become myopic, mm-hmm. But to research the entire trend, right? Say there's one business coming into town and it's very interesting and you want to know more about it and what they do. Well, you have to research outside of that and kind of look at the entire sector of what they fill and how you can protect them and how you can help them.
So I'm guessing that kind of sounds like a bit of a, let me roll into my next question a little bit of, mm-hmm. you know, how does the process work for a business? You know, if they contact you and say, hey, I need help, you mm-hmm. know, what are some of the first steps that you go into with them when you go out?
Yeah. So this kind of comes from doing this a while with having a business background and familiarity. I'm not shy. I'm social. I like to ask appropriate questions. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge believer in you have to ask and know the why, right? If you don't know the why, you can't help. So a lot of times if somebody comes to us, we want to know probing questions. We want to know what's your objective, what's your business, what kind of goals do you have? That way we can, again, back to the statement, you don't know what you're protecting, mm-hmm. right? So you have to know what you're going to protect to get something that's applicable or something that will help that business.
So it sounds like you do the wide gamut of services from, you know, just kind of the super protection of the back end mm-hmm. to even the front end.
Cloud protection.
Everything that yep. that entails.
Goes help people that. Meet compliance, PCI compliance, HIPAA compliance, PII compliance. There's so many compliance audits out there available.
Yeah.
CMMC is a new one, right? So there's a whole bunch out there and you have to stay in the know.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're protecting, but again, you have to know why you're protecting it.
No, so definitely I like that that direction in terms of why. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. They just,
right.
I'm just doing it. And we see a lot of, we're working with some businesses that, you know, they know what they do and they do it really well, but sometimes they don't understand why they're doing it.
Right.
And that really is a kind of almost a detriment to them, because if they don't understand that, why they need to do marketing, why do they need to do security, why do they need to do these other things? You know, because in the end, you want a successful business, but you have to understand that, you know, things like marketing and security and these other avenues are what makes a successful business.
Right.
And unfortunately, we've worked with a lot of businesses that they don't understand that why, and they or lose sight of it
right.
Going down the road and end up unfortunately folding and leaving our community. But
yeah, and unfortunately what happens a lot of times too is people kind of give up. Mm-hmm. They'll look at the cost to protect themselves. And you got to weigh the balance, right? There's a very fine balance of upfront cost or if you get attacked cost.
Yeah.
Right? So what's happening now, too, is with ransomware and all these things becoming more prevalent and common, is they're increasing their cost. So when they get the ransomware in your environment, when they pull your data, they do their own research now. Mm-hmm. Before, it was a fixed amount, $30,000, you know, $20,000.
I'll let it go after this. Yeah.
Correct. And what is happening now is they actually take your data, your research, they find out who you're associated with, who your business partners are, who you work with, the incomes of the people that work with you and for you, and then they come back with a very large amount. Right, so they gather all the information. So that's something that, yeah, you have the cost monthly, upfront, whatever it may be, to protect you to get the right environment. But you're weighing that option against, well, if I'm exposed, how much is that going to cost, right? Because then you have the bad publicity, you have the exposure. Unfortunately, I've heard of bad situations where people have gone under completely, mm-hmm. right? They didn't spend any money on IT and they didn't think it was necessary and mm-hmm. now they're out of business,
yeah.
right? All their data is just gone. Right. You don't get it back unless you pay the ransom. Well, if you can't afford the ransom, yeah. you're not getting it back.
You're out of luck.
Right, if yeah. you don't have good backups, if you don't have disaster recovery, if you don't have good IT, it makes it very difficult.
Yeah, especially like I kind of mentioned in the beginning, it's just, it's only gotten bigger and it's only growing faster. And. Mm-hmm. Becoming much more complicated, and it seems like everybody's becoming tech savvy in some form or fashion. And
right.
You always kind of wonder if those people that are doing all the attacks, it's like, man, if you just put a bit of that energy into something legitimate, you could probably be
right.
legitimate wealthy, not
right, right.
stealing from someone else.
And that's one of the things of tech savvy, right? You and I can have a conversation about sports. We both love sports, right? Mm-hmm. Hypothetical. We both mm-hmm. love sports. We know a lot about sports, but are we experts? No.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of times with tech, you get that. You'll get somebody that knows just enough, mm-hmm. but they don't know the whole picture.
Right.
It's, you know, it's admirable that they want to know so much and be in the know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not an expert, it makes it very difficult to know, again, what you're protecting.
What it is you're actually protecting, yeah.
yeah. So, yep.
No, that's, I probably fall into that category nowadays, is that I know enough to be dangerous, but not enough to know exactly what I right. should probably really should be protecting.
And or so. The why.
Or the, yeah, exactly. So I mean, do you, in terms of your business, are you primarily focused on just businesses, or do you do like private individuals, or do you just do the kind of a whole gamut of it? Or?
Yeah, so we focus on businesses,
okay.
private or public,
yeah.
Certain sizes, right? But we're always available to help. If somebody needs help, we're not going to decline help. We want people to be in the know. We want to empower people, mm-hmm. right? We figure if that knowledge base grows for how to protect yourself, it only helps the community,
yeah.
right? We're not going to be the closed off IT company. We want to be very open, transparent. We want to help people. So that's why we have a marketing company. We have people that we work with to help spread the word, but to help empower people, to help people, you know, again, you have the tech savvy people mm-hmm. that know just enough. Well, if we empower them, they may know even more, and that they'll be better off. Everybody will just be better off if we all work together.
No, definitely, and that's you know, something that in redevelopment that we work on is when we work with businesses and within our redevelopment areas, it's like, yeah, we're working with one business, but in reality, you know, we're working with 10 businesses mm-hmm. to get them to work together to, you know, especially on Water Street, one of, you know, it's one of those areas where it's been iconic for Henderson, and you know, it's had its heyday, and now we're trying to have a new heyday for it, that,
right.
To bring it back. But you know, the notion of, you know, the more synergy you bring to a common area, and they have the same common goals in mind, it only benefits everybody.
Right.
So that notion, I like that. It's not just about me, or not just about you. It's us working together to
right.
to make it better.
And having been a small business or any business, I mean, we've all had the growing pains and the process and the tedious nights and, you know, all the work that goes into owning and running a business. Mm-hmm. Again, it goes back to even in the redevelopment, you want people to help other people.
Yeah.
Right? Make it a little bit easier for other people to succeed.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, you know, you taking your time out of your day to sit mm-hmm. down with us. And you know, I have one more kind of question. It's more of a personal question.
Sure.
And just the idea of, you know, what's your favorite hobbies? What do you like to do when you're not doing cybersecurity?
Yeah. I'm going to answer your question with a question. Do I only get one favorite hobby?
Because I have plural, many. So I did, you know, there was plural hobbies. So.
Yeah. So I, you know, I have my childlike mind. I love Legos because it's therapeutic. But my main favorite hobby would be cooking. I love to cook, and there was a reason for it. I love to cook. I love to learn about it. I love what goes into food. I love everything about food. I grew up in the food industry, and I love to smoke meats and barbecue and do all that stuff. But the main reason I do it is I love for people to come over to my house. So I have people always coming over to the house and enjoy each other's company. So there's an end game to the cooking, but I love everything about cooking. That is definitely my favorite hobby.
Awesome. We've got a small restaurant space on near Water Street.
Yeah.
It's available.
Yeah.
You want to get in the restaurant business?
I've seen the numbers. I'm going to pass for now.
Maybe in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe in retirement.
My passion is very deep.
But not that.
Someday.
Yes.
Yeah, someday. I keep saying someday. Even everybody that knows me jokes and says, you know, you should open a restaurant.
My kids tell me that all the time. Like, Dad, you should open a taco pizza place. I'm like, that doesn't sound like a very good idea.
But no. So. No, just because I love food doesn't make me an expert.
Right, exactly. I love eating food, and I can cook a few pieces of it. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. That's a fun hobby, though, to have a passion for, and to, you know, because there's a lot of food out there and a lot of good things to try.
So yeah. Well, everybody at my house wins.
Yeah.
Right. It's a win-win.
I was just gonna say that.
So awesome. Well, thanks again for taking the time to sit down. We're not to take up too much of your time today, but we really appreciate the information and the passion you have for helping our communities and to help our businesses grow and be secure and be safe and stay alive.
Sure.
Basically, to keep open is the real important part. So. If there's anything in the future we can do for you, let us know.
Same. I mean, if you have any questions.
Well, thanks, David. We really appreciate you meeting with us. That was a great, great opportunity for us to meet with you and to hear about your company and personal background about yourself and some of the things you like to do. And so we're grateful again for your interview and for your time and meeting with and to share a little bit about your business and your philosophy and helping others grow their businesses. And so we look forward to hearing from you again, David, and hopefully we can, in the future, you'll be able to partner with some of our businesses in the area and hear from them. Well, as I said, as we move forward here now, this is going to be us going out and meeting with you as business owners and to get to know you and know who you are and what your business is. And so if you're interested in, from hearing this, if you're interested in being on an episode with us, please reach out, let me know. We'll be more than happy to set up a time to come out and meet with you, talk with you, hear about your business and hear about how you can help businesses grow and how you help your customers become successful. And so again, reach out and let me know. I'll be more than happy to come meet with you. But we appreciate you taking the moment to listen in. Faithful listeners at this point, we're on episode 5, but hey, we're growing. And so we're excited. We're excited to hear from you and to hear what's going on in redevelopment. Redevelopment is a great opportunity for growth. And we look forward to the transformation that will take place within our redevelopment areas in the future. And so thanks again for listening and look for our next episode here shortly. Hopefully we'll be putting out, our episodes a little more frequently, but please, we'll be sure to notify and let you know when our next episode is out. So thanks for listening and have a great day.